Blog Talk Radio.
Embraces the changes of the world and within, bringing you back to who you really are. I'm Anna East, and thank you for being here too.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Here I Am, episode 16. The music you just heard is called Kickin' the Leaves by Judah and the Lion. And each week I do choose new music to feature. So if you'd like to submit your own music to be featured on this podcast, please do send it in. You can go to beunique.org and send it on. I love to. And I actually chose this song for this week, Kickin' the Leaves, because it actually just honestly just simply made me happy. That's the only requirement of the song this week. And the fact that it had leaves, and we're going to be talking about, you know, nature today, I figured it kind of went along. But the reason why I wanted something that made me happy was, well, if you're listening to this live, then you're going to right now, not to bring it all up again, but we're facing a bit of stress with the presidential election coming up, social unrest throughout the summer. And of course, need I remind us all of the coronavirus. So I know that with all of that mixed in with our actual lives, we could all use a moment of happy. So with that said, how is everybody? I wish I could hear your answers, but send me a message. How are you guys all hanging in there? Now that it's October, I am curious to know what everyone has been doing to take care of themselves. And like, what have you been doing to help your heart through this time? Because I personally, a few weeks ago, took a much needed break from the world, and I actually went to a mountain cabin with some friends. Don't worry, we're very safe in what we're doing. Very planned out how we were going to take our trip together to this cabin, and we were in the middle of nowhere together, so that was fun. But it was so needed. I was like so many of us. Like, I've gone through months without having any social interactions or true friend time, just through video chats and through FaceTime and Zoom and everything like that. And after just being with them and laughing with them and just like sharing their energy by close proximity, I just really felt the depth of how important it is to have a support system and to find ways to ground ourselves and get ourselves feeling back to who we are, which again, this is the purpose of this podcast. But yeah, just in daily life, like things that we can do to help ourselves. And after spending a week out there, I was off my phone, off technology. I really did feel like a different person, or I felt like Anna before the stress of this year. Yeah, I just felt really happy and so grounded. And I want to find ways to continue bringing that grounding and centering and some stability into my life as I navigate through the rest of this year. Even just before this conversation, I stood in my backyard for a few minutes and took some deep breaths, stretched, and then I came inside and lit incense and played some good music, and I just got myself ready for tonight's conversation. So I'm so curious of how you all have been doing things for yourself too. But I just can't think of a more perfect time based on how I've been feeling lately and what I've been doing to help myself to have tonight's guest, Aaron Michael, join us to talk about our connection with nature, to talk about the importance of growing our own food, and a large dose of what we all need, grounding. So I'll introduce Aaron, tell you who he is. Aaron Michael is the founder and CEO of Earth Love Gardens, creating gardens and year-round growing solutions for community projects and family homes. Aaron loves to create authentic connections within ourselves and each other, all through facilitating a healthy connection with the earth. Born in Pembroke Pines, Florida, and now living in Boulder, Colorado, Aaron appreciates the diversity that the natural world provides us and sees it as an environment to do both, to both live in harmony with and enjoy. Love Gardens have now created nearly 100 projects in the form of garden beds, hoop houses, and pollinator gardens. And Aaron continues to educate and develop ways we can stay connected with the earth. So without further ado, here is Aaron.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Aaron. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Would you like the song?
Yes.
The rest. I think the last part is actually the best. But I heard it and I was like, yep, that's the one. That's the one I need to hear today.
Awesome. Yes, it's great to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad you could make it here with me tonight and making time and space to talk. So Aaron, you are in Colorado, but you started in Florida. And I think I asked this of you previously, but what drew you to move from, you know, such a tropical, humid, hot climate to Colorado, where the mountains are?
I was born and raised in South Florida, and I was tired of the heat and humidity. And plus, I needed to expand my life and expand my horizons and go on my own self-discovery. So I did that in the form of a road trip from Florida to Portland, Oregon, which was the planned last stop. And I went to I went to a few festivals and went to the cool cities in between Florida and Oregon. And Boulder, Colorado was my favorite stop along the way. And I was in Portland for a year, and I felt a calling to come back to Boulder. And I've been here ever since.
Oh, that's really cool. That's a cool story to hear. And I know I told you personally, but I've definitely been feeling a draw to at least why I feel like I still need to go. So I can definitely resonate with that kind of feeling of like needing to go somewhere, you know, regardless if you've been there or not. But that's really cool. And how long have you been there now?
I've been here for now 3 years.
Oh, 3 years. Okay. Nice. So did you get before moving to Colorado, or was that while you were there?
What was that?
Did you get into gardening and everything before going to Colorado, or once you moved there?
Yes, actually, I got into it when I moved here.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh. So, do you mind me asking what you did before, previously?
Yeah. Yes. So I actually went to school at Florida State University for business marketing, and I found that business marketing tends to not promote having much of a healthy connection with yourself and the earth unless you focus it in that way. So with a sales and marketing background, I honed in on something that would fulfill me and the world and answer a calling and a necessity to create something of a vision of a more harmonious, loving world. So it was with that that I was able to hone my skills into something that the whole world can appreciate.
Oh, that's so cool. I love that concept of like taking, you know, some skills that you have and then aligning it with what you're actually passionate about or what you think, you know, your actual calling is, and then melding it together. I think that's like a what we all want to do, but like not everybody actually will step into, or they keep saying they want to, but it's like, how do you do it? And that's pretty cool to hear that you did. You know.
Yeah. I was listening to a lot of intuition and basically saying yes to life and making myself a priority and also being selfless about it. So also listening to others and really feeling and listening to a call, listening to what really resonates with everybody. And it's been very abundant in many aspects of life, and I've been creating many great things.
Wow, that's so cool. I mean, again, I'm going to probably say this a lot, but just thinking about, you know, taking what you had said with, you know, you had your intention, and then listening to others to help you kind of better form that and better make a solution that helps everybody. I think that's honestly kind of one of the keys to making, like, going through year time after time, you know, is to listen to other people as well, which I think that's something I'm really listening to or learning about right now in my own life. But how did you get into like gardening? Like, I want to just know, like, what were your kind of steps? How did you fall into it?
Mm-hmm. So this is an interesting question with an interesting answer, because originally what I had found as a driving aspect and force and everything in my life was being reconnected with love. So there's this man, his name is Matthew Silver. And many people may have seen his videos on Facebook and YouTube, and he does crazy, crazy things on the streets of New York. And he's all about love, love, love. And he came to Boulder 2 years ago, and he really inspired me, and he was having a lot of events here, and I went to a lot of his events. And then one of his events was called a pattern disruption, which was this improv thing on Pearl Street here in Boulder. And we basically did all crazy things in the middle of public, moving around and basically showing that love is the force between everything. So in that experience, I had my shoes off on the ground, and something in me resonated that said, I am love. So from that experience, I decided to make that my life purpose. And through learning how the world works, I found that working with the earth is a great way to connect with people of all walks of life all over the earth with that mission. So it was through originally weeding in somebody's garden to connecting a higher purpose of creating food and community and love to create this vision of a world that comes true, of a world living in love and connection, authenticity, all those good things.
Oh, it's so refreshing to hear you speak. Oh my gosh. Seriously. I mean, again, like, you heard what I said before we started this conversation, like, this is what I would love to have more conversations like this. And I think I it's funny because you saying those words, like, that's something I used to actually as a much higher priority in my life. And over the years, I feel like I've turned sort of not totally, but I've definitely gotten a little grinchy, you know, of like not having it be the center of where I come. I mean, it definitely is. But even for me, you know, I'm sometimes get a little bit like, you know, about the world, but I think that's really beautiful. And it makes me remember when I was living in Los Angeles, when was that, in 2017? I can't even remember what year it was. Anyway, I was working with a group that would do flash mobs, but they're called love mobs. And it was kind of like a somewhat similar idea to maybe the pattern disrupting. Basically, they would do flash mobs, but they would just like bring music, and it would be just like spreading love and giving people, you know, bringing like gifts to people or whatever each one had a certain purpose, you know, behind it. But it would basically be in public spaces, just disrupting to have like a moment of love.
Yes.
So I thought that was always so cool. And that definitely really inspired me when I was a teenager. So that's really cool to kind of hear you say that, because I haven't thought deeply about that in a while. So that's awesome. And I love that it you know, your point about it turning into a connection with nature. That's one thing I also have thought about too, is when you work with, I mean, the one thing that we all have in common is the environment, right? And is nature. Like, that is one thing that we can all think that's really cool that you've made that connection, and that's, you know, you started from, I love that. And it started literally with you weeding somebody else's, else's garden, because how, you know, how, like, that's the root of it. That's, you're getting it from the roots, right?
Yeah.
I love it. Love it. That's so cool. So I guess that, was it just like an aha moment for you?
Yes. Yes. There have been signs in my life that, you know, love is the answer to everything and we are love. But to actually ground it into the earth was the secret component to making it real.
Yeah. Yeah. And so did you just, where did it lead you from there? Was it just like one thing to another and it just built?
Yeah, essentially. So it started with weeding, and then I was laying in my bed one day and I was thinking, how can we make it so people in Colorado can grow and connect with the earth year round? And because we have the seasons and we have about 44% of the year you can garden, so less than half of the year you can garden, nobody was really addressing that you could potentially also grow year round. So I looked into different options and I found cold frames and hoop houses to be an option that you could add to existing garden beds, or you can create new garden beds with hoop houses and cold frames. And this would allow you to extend your season by up to about 50%. And then you can even grow like winter veggies in the winter, as long as it's above 45 degrees. So that that enabled the fact that you can garden year round, and it made it more potent that you can do this as a sustainable option for yourself and to connect with the community and all the good things that gardening provides. So
community and being able to grow all throughout the year. Why is it important that people do grow their own food? Like what is that to you?
There are so many benefits of growing your own food. So, for example, benefits of gardening and like touching the soil, it's proven that when you touch the soil, it raises your serotonin levels, so you have a better mood. It improves your immune regulation, which could be really, really, you know, important right now of all times. It lowers your depression, anxiety, increases your general mental health. It lowers Alzheimer's and dementia risk. It provides, of course, vitamin D from the sun. It's a great activity for children, and some of the best memories when people are kids is, you know, picking fruit with their grandparents. And it's a great reason to go outside. And of course, all the benefits of having your own organic food that of course tastes so much better than you can buy at the store.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. I think about, you know, this year, I think a lot of people have gotten into gardening and starting either pollinator gardens in their backyard or starting to grow their own vegetables. And I personally have been trying to get something with my house plants because I have to work with my parents to get something started here. But it's something that I know a lot of people have really, they either had the time to finally say, okay, I'm finally going to do this, you know? But I think it's a really cool thing that people are getting more involved in, you know, getting their hands in the dirt and getting themselves connected to the land. Cause I think that's such a missing link in today's society, is working with the land. And I also was thinking, you know, you work out like about every day, or what does that look like for you? Are you mostly outdoors?
Oh no, I'm mostly indoors making phone calls and,
oh, really?
And responding to emails. What's awesome about what I'm doing with Earth Love Gardens is every day is different, which is exactly what I always wanted. I never wanted to be behind, you know, a cubicle working a 9-to-5 job. I wanted every day to be an adventure, and I got that because every single day is different. Some days I'm helping building garden beds. Other days I'm in outside all day working on a landscape design, and other days I'm doing both. So it really varies every single day.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's nice. That's actually so. I've tried the key.
I lost your connection. I can't hear you.
Hey, Aaron.
Hi, Anna. I can hear you now.
Oh, my goodness. All right, one second here. I am so sorry. Of course, that would happen.
I guess we could cut that part out.
Oh, man, I hope so. Oh, yeah, of course that would happen. And I knocked on wood and everything, and it didn't work.
I know.
What is this? So luckily I'm still able to call in through my phone. So for everyone
cool.
listening, this is what happens when you do live broadcasts, apparently with internet. But okay, so where were we? Let's get back to it. And thank you for waiting and bearing with
mm-hmm.
me.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think what my question was, okay, so I want to know a little bit more about Earth Love Gardens, and I'm sure my guests would, or my listeners would as well, about what, you know, you had talked about finding solutions. Is that what is the key mission for Earth Love Gardens?
It's to connect everybody authentically with the world, themselves, and each other through creating an authentic connection with the world itself, with the earth itself.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. And you had mentioned about community gardens. Is that something that Earth Love Gardens does as well?
Yes. Yeah, so those are some of my favorite projects are the community gardens.
That's so cool. So how do you get those started? I'm just very curious in general.
Yeah, so it's first of all, it's some networking to get connected with some organizations that may be looking to create community gardens, and then it's all about designing the garden beds to meet the needs of each project. For example, one of our coolest projects was creating the handicap accessible garden beds that we made for an assisted living facility called Open Arms Assisted Living in Denver. And it's made to be very accessible for those in wheelchairs and walkers, and has 5 feet spacing in every direction, so multiple wheelchairs can move in and out of the spaces. And it's going to help serve that community of 30 seniors, as well as connect in the future, the schools are going to have an intergenerational connection with the seniors at the facility so that they can work together and really gain that knowledge and experience from the seniors and really create this beautiful thing, pulsing from community and really giving vibrancy and culture and life to the neighborhood.
Wow, that is so awesome. I feel like that's it's so inclusive, and it's like what a beautiful like project. You know, I think I feel like I hear about those, I read about them, you know, articles online, but that's really cool to be talking to somebody who's actually involved with making a multi-generational project like that, and that is so accessible. That's awesome. I think that's really cool. I think I would love to see even more community gardens just popping up and spreading around, you know, especially, you know, here in Florida. I know Fleet Farming, I don't know if you've heard of, have you heard of Fleet Farming before?
I don't believe so.
Okay, they're pretty cool. They basically ride out and they turn people's front yards, they ride out on bicycles, I should say, and they turn people's front yards into community gardens. So if you have like front yard space, they'll turn it into it, but, and then they'll like work on it as long as you give them the land, they'll come and work on it for you. But you know, that's, I think in Orlando, the only one I've known about in a lot of areas that are newer developments and things, they don't have that, you know, sort of community space. So I think that's so cool that you're starting that there. And I also want to know, what is, you said a hoop house?
Yes.
Yeah, what is that?
So I didn't know that when I lived in Florida either. We didn't need them, although a lot of nurseries use them to protect from the elements. Hoop house is a greenhouse, and it can be a full-size greenhouse hoop house. So it can be really, really large that you'll see on a farm, or it can be a mini greenhouse, low tunnel hoop house that we make for garden beds. And this allows, they're greenhouses that allow you to garden year round.
Okay. Oh, that's really cool. Wow. So that's really cool too. I mean, for people in northern states in general, I think that they can, you know, extend anything past the summertime. Last year I was living in Alaska, and this is Alaska's pretty intense, but in the winter, but in the summertime, it was like, if you didn't get anything growing in the summer, and you had obviously a lot of sun, so things grew quickly, but if you didn't get it in time, and if it wasn't done in time, you lost out, and your vegetables wouldn't flourish. So it was, it would have been nice to know if I could have, gotten a little bit longer before I left, a little bit longer time to grow what I was trying to, because I only had very small baby vegetables.
Yeah, they allow you in Colorado to increase your gardening season by about 50%. So you have a larger window to plant, as well as also protects from the hail.
I have heard about crazy weather there.
So I created a solution.
Oh, that's great to know.
For a problem, because nobody else was really creating a solution for the everyday gardener who didn't want to buy the cheap products that you find online from China. What I have is the best that you can possibly get for your garden, with a steel frame and 12 mil greenhouse fabric. So it's basically double and triple the thickness of traditional hoop house plastics that people use for their gardens, which not only which has so many benefits of being more sustainable, because it's supposed to last at least 7 years. It has better insulation value, so it keeps your vegetables warmer. It protects against hail. So we make it really well, so that it's something that not only is very functional, but also looks really cool in your garden. It's a little greenhouse.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. Love it. Well, okay, so I have some more questions for you, but I am going to play a message from our sponsors, and then we'll jump back into the conversation.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's BUNEKE.org. Join the global world changers who already know how Be Unique helps bring together like-minded humans who are making the world a better place. Read the magazine and blog posts, watch our videos, listen to our podcast, and visit our social media from one location, and let's work together. Change tomorrow by finding solutions today. Visit BeUnique.org to learn more. That's BUNEKE.org.
All right. Hey, Aaron. Okay, so my question for you next is, what is your biggest lesson from the work you do?
My biggest lesson probably would be saying yes to things. And and not only saying yes to things, but knowing when to say no to things.
Yes, I know. I understand.
When you run a business, it's a lot of people don't realize that it's your life. It's a part of your life. And you're not immune to life lessons when you're running a company. And it's an extension of you. So you have to say yes to things that may even seem daunting. But when you work together with people, they become accomplished. And yeah, but you also have to know when to say no to keep a healthy boundary and not be overwhelmed.
Well, yeah, what a balance that is too, right?
Uh-huh.
I think there's that's a great point. When to say yes and when to say no. And you know what's funny too is sometimes even in the saying yes, you know, sometimes we have resistance to the things that are actually good for us. So it's like really listening into like, okay, where is this fear or where is this feeling coming from? Like, should I say yes to this because I know it's going to take me out of my comfort zone, or should I say no because that's a clear hard no, is crossing a boundary. So yeah, I can definitely relate, and that's a great point. Yeah. So what was one of the coolest yeses you said yes to?
I believe that, let's see, there was, so part of what we do is we're partners with the Audubon Rockies, which is the extension of the National Audubon Society for, you know, the birds, and also about environmental, creating upkeeping and creating healthy habitats for birds and pollinators and just a healthy world in general. The Audubon Rockies is our partner in their Habitat Hero Garden program, which is where we design landscapes and help facilitate in the installation of these landscapes that are pollinator friendly and bird friendly, and have protocols such as birdhouses and vinyl decals for windows so the birds don't run into your windows. So one of our largest projects was a project called Jack's Solar Garden, which is this humongous solar community farm nearby here in Boulder. And I was in charge of coordinating Jack's Solar Garden with the Audubon for grant funding with the designer. This was a very large project with experienced designer for this large project. And basically coordinating this whole thing that started as a vision from somebody else and made it a reality in less than a year. And we all together created this 6-acre pollinator garden and bird garden. That's the largest Habitat Hero garden. Yeah, it's the largest Audubon Habitat Hero garden ever. And will serve a model to the rest of the world of a community solar farm where the solar energy is creating power for the community. Plants are being grown under the solar panels, which the solar panels provide shade so that some of the vegetables grow better. The vegetables then provide cooling for the solar panels so they operate more efficiently. And then nearby is the 6-acre pollinator garden, which pollinates the vegetables and provides a buffer between the road that is adjacent to the project and the whole farm. And it's this living ecological great thing that'll definitely put us in the right direction for the whole world.
That is so cool. That's amazing. That is a really cool yes that you said yes to. Oh, that is awesome. Wow. That must feel so cool to like just have accomplished that, to have, you know, put that into action. And I think, you know, you saying yes to it and everybody saying yes to it that worked on it, like that's a real, you know, piece of like momentum. I think that putting it into momentum is, that's just amazing. It really is. And I don't know if people tell you this or not a lot, but that is amazing.
Yeah. And it's all about working together in community and, you know, connectedness and all the things that Earth Love Gardens is about. We all need to work together because we can't do it alone. And one thing that's very prominent in American society is to be very, very individualistic, which is healthy to a degree, but eventually to be collective and work towards a common goal that we all innately feel is a very powerful thing in creating a healthy, happy, harmonious world.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. Write that down, everybody. Yeah, no, that's great. That's such a key thing. And I think a lot of us can really learn from that, especially right now in the world, you know, just in being solution-based and how do we solve things? How do we change things, you know? And I think a lot of it works, like you said, you have to work together for a common purpose and a common goal. That's awesome. So we've got about 10 minutes left, and I wanted to ask you about grounding, because I know we had talked about earthing and what you're doing with the shoes you're developing. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about
yes.
some of the things that, yeah, what you know about it.
Yes. So this all goes back to that experience that I had on Pearl Street, where I connected with the earth with my shoes off and with love. And part of that experience was, of course, having my shoes off. And whenever I put my shoes on, I feel disconnected from the earth. And there actually is a movie that came out recently called The Earthing Movie. And there are all these studies that show that having this disconnect from the earth actually inhibits the health of your body. So with grounding with the earth, your body is used to for as long as for as long as we've been a species, up until around the 1940s, we had this connection with the earth. So with the invent of composite rubbers, it disconnected us from the earth. So I am working on a shoe. I'm developing a shoe that has a natural sole that allows you to always stay connected with the earth when you have your shoes on. And having your shoes off, being barefoot in the grass, just walking outside with your shoes off, just feels so, I don't know, it's hard to describe it and
it feels so
put
good.
Into words. yeah, it feels so real.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's so
yeah.
good for you. And there's all these proven scientific benefits behind it. And I want to make it so the entire world can always stay connected with the earth, because with that, I feel that if we have an appreciation for the earth, for people of all walks of life, then we will make better decisions for the world and go mm-hmm. on a much more positive direction as a species and working together with the entire earth.
Yeah, I agree. That's awesome. That's so cool. And can you imagine, really, if we all, we started wearing shoes in general as a species because of the elements like being harsh on our skin, right? But it's like, can you imagine if we all were walking around barefoot all the time, how that might change things? Like how, walking in grass, walking, putting our feet in natural things like water and soil. It really does. And you kind of feel a cool sense of like a power in your body. Like it is like an energy that that you can feel. And I think it's what you had mentioned when you put your hands in dirt, did you say you get serotonin that releases?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And it's kind of like feels like something similar. It's like you instantly feel this connection. Before I sat down to get ready for the podcast, I went outside and it's very swampy in my backyard right now because I'm in Florida and then rained into mud.
Yeah.
But I was standing on my back porch and just looking and breathing and just, being outside. And it was within 2 minutes, I felt so much better than I did before. So it's amazing. Like our huge stress relief is just outside.
Yeah.
If you can get to a park, if you're in a city or anything like that, it's typically free to walk outside. So,
uh-huh.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It
Love
has so
that.
Many benefits. Yeah. So
with your shoe, is this something that people could possibly buy in the near future, or is it something they need to follow you for a while and then they'll see it coming out? Or
yeah, so people who are interested, it's called Harmony Shoes, and the website is www.harmonyshoe.com. And I'm going through a testing phase right now, and as soon as that goes through the test, I will be doing a bulk order for everybody to buy.
That's awesome. Oh, I'm definitely going to check it out. That's really cool. Oh, so yeah, and that leads me to my last question, which was how can we best support you? That's all I want to know. Yeah.
Yeah. So our website is www.earthlovegardens.com. And of course, Facebook page for Earth Love Gardens is facebook.com/earthlovegardens. Same thing with Instagram, instagram.com/earthlovegardens. And like I just mentioned, Harmony Shoes, You can follow that if you go to www.harmonyshoe.com.
Awesome. And for everybody that is watching, if you go into the description of this episode, all the links will be, besides the Harmony Shoe, which, got to remember that, note that down. It's a special secret one for everyone that listens. but you can just find all the links just listed in the description. And that's awesome. So please get connected with Erin. Please get connected with Be Unique Magazine, which is the organization that brought the two of us together. And Erin, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. This made my week that much better. So I'm so grateful. This is why I started this thing in the first place.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, have a wonderful, wonderful night. And to everyone listening, I hope that you feel a little bit more relaxed and at peace and like yourself after listening to this. Please send us any messages if you would like to know more or if you have any thoughts about tonight's episode. Thanks again, Erin. I wish you the best with all your projects and all your everything that's amazing that's going on in your life. And if I'm ever in Colorado, I will let you know.
Awesome. Yes.
Awesome. Cool. Well, with that, I'm wishing everybody some peace this week and stay vigilant and safe. And I think that's all from me. Have a good night,
everybody.